90.1 FM Turmoil with music from Shelter, a band featuring Ray, formerly of Youth of Today, and from the EP that they've put out by themselves called No Compromise, we heard Free Will, and that's available from the band themselves, Equal Vision Records, P.O. Box 61251, Potomac, Maryland, 20854. Shelter, starting off tonight's show with Free Will. Good evening, my name is Steve Kreitzer. You're tuned to 90.1 FM. The show is called Turmoil, 2 hours of punk, hardcore, thrash from the U.S. and the world. Got a feature album this evening. It's from a California band called Turning Point. They have a new album out called Before the Dawn. It's on New Age Records. We'll be playing various cuts from that throughout the evening. Supposed to have Norman Bates and the Showerhead stopping by the studios. The Yuppie Side might be calling up. Who knows what's going to be happening this evening. Let's go back for some old music, though. From The Blood, this is a re-release of their early 80s album, False Gestures for a Devious Public. This is called Joys of Noise. From The Blood, here on Turmoil.
Yeah. little sleeping, blue little sweeping. Thank you.
90.1 FM Turmoil with music from Ed Hall, band out of Texas. They gave us Buddha from their latest album, Love Poke Here. Started off the set with The Blood. They gave us Joys of Noise from the re-release of their second album, False Gestures for a Devious Public. Fidelity Jones from their new 45 gave us Venus on Lovely. 8 Bark, new band out of the Midwest with Third Man on the Match. That's from their new EP 12. Turning Point from California gave us Before the Dawn. That's going to be our feature album for this evening. We're going to play various cuts from the latest one from them called It's Always Darkest, Before the Dawn. And Ed Hall ending up the set with Buddha. Here in the studios with me, the members of Norman Bates and the Showerheads. We're going to listen to a tune from them first and then start talking to the band. They'll be playing here at SUNY Stony Brook in a benefit concert for WUSB Saturday night, October 6th, along with the Yuppie Side and Big Nurse. And we'll be talking about that too. Right now, from Norman Bates and the Showerheads, this is Hellminded here on Turmoil. FM Turmoil with music from Norman Bates and the Showerheads, and that was Hellminded. With me in the studios, if we turn this mic around over here, are the band members. Why don't you guys say hello?
Yo, I'm Rob.
Hello.
Hello.
We got,
I'm Jim, and that's Jay.
Howdy.
We got Jim, Rob, and Jay.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And they're in the band Norman Bates and the Showerheads. These guys have been kind enough to do a benefit concert for WUSB this Saturday night, along with Yuppie Side and Big Nurse. And guys are coming up all the way from Philadelphia to do this show. You're playing with the Ramones tomorrow night, I hear.
Yeah.
How did you swing that? You know, they fans of the band, or?
Some of them are.
Yeah.
Some of them probably don't know who we are.
Yeah.
What do you think about DD getting arrested in Central Park the other day?
I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah.
Well, you get what you want.
I don't know, man. How much you can say about that? Well, it's cool. We've played with them before, so they like us.
Now, do you plan on like doing more with the Ramones or other bands, or do you plan on going out on tour by yourselves real soon?
Well, we came out to tour by ourselves.
All the above.
Yeah, all the above, pretty much. Like to get on tour with a band. I'm gonna try. I don't know.
No one.
We're gonna try to get
right
on tour
now
with a band, and you know, promote the album some more and stuff.
Now, the band formed about 2-3 years ago.
This lineup is about 3.5 years.
Yeah, and
This has been the most, like, serious lineup. Yeah.
You were sort of categorized in that whole New York, like, scum rock scene.
Yeah.
What are you feeling about that?
I thought you said you didn't know too much about us. You know that. No, that's cool. Yeah, scum rock, man.
Well, scum rock was a thing for bands who should get recognition and didn't. You know, it was like a gig to put them all together and just have like a blast, one blast.
A lot of bands.
And it just...
It was cool, man. They were cool shows, half-hour sets, whatever, but it was a lot of fun.
A lot of good bands.
The first show was like 45-minute sets. Yeah, but it was three nights.
They broke it up into three nights, and then they started having like all the bands on one night.
Wasn't that like a sort of like a return to the roots of like punk rock, where the band just got up, did what they had to do, you know, play, they didn't really care about
some of the people there, I guess.
Before like punk got commercial, I guess.
We just figured it as like, we just figured it's just like, you know, a bunch of bands like us who just like play.
Yeah.
And it was cool.
Never get to CBs.
It was cool.
And how did the band get together and come up with the name Norman Bates in a Shower?
Jim's fault. Jim's fault.
Well, you're from like Queens or?
Yeah, Eastern Queens.
Queens Village.
Queens Village, Belrose.
Yeah.
We all live in the same area, like basically, so we know each other a long time and stuff, and started playing and liked it. And the name is a long story. It's not like, we're not these big Cycle fans or anything, really. I mean, we are kind of, but it's not like the greatest thing in the world. We just, it's a long story how we came up with the name.
Happened upon it.
I always like names with someone's name and the something.
Yeah.
And I just built somehow on that, basically.
Yeah, it's strange though. I expected there would be someone in the band with the name Norman Bates or something like that.
I got a friend though whose stepfather's name is Norman Bates.
Really?
But he doesn't diss on him for that.
Now, a lot of your songs cover a lot of different areas. I mean, one of the songs that was played earlier tonight by Arnie, Here They Come, Not Another Insect Story, that's sort of like reflecting back on some of the like science fiction movies of the 50s where the radioactive test would go haywire and you'd have these giant insects taking over the earth. Is like old movies sort of an influence
kind of
on the band?
Yeah, in a way. Because a lot of them are like really cheesy, you know, but excellent. You know, like really, really good, but...
Look for the half a star, you know, to watch it.
Yeah.
Basket Case.
You know, it's...
And two.
Like old movies and videos. And other, you know, a lot of things.
Yeah, I like old, I like new.
Do you incorporate some of the old movies, some of the
maybe some of like the themes or the ideas of a part of it here and there, things like that, like a part of a movie that sounds cool, and then we'll throw that in songs away.
You mentioned a little bit earlier that you just finished coming off a tour.
Yeah, we went down south by ourselves, which was during the summertime.
That's a really difficult thing to do, is to go on tour by yourselves, and especially to head on down south
in the summertime. It's
hot.
It's cold. 95 degrees at night. Unbelievable.
120 in the van, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, without a doubt. Easily. I'm like, out of seven people, like five smoked. You know, like, you know, four packs a day.
Sorry, man. I'm refraining.
I cut down.
What are some of the good points that happened out of that tour? I'm sure there was a lot of bad experience.
A lot of bad experience, but
fun.
The shows are great. The people are like really cool.
Yeah, they're
funny.
They're wild,
man.
Though.
Are they starved for like original music down there?
In a way, I think that's
bored.
There's not much to do down there.
Yeah.
All they do is drink all day.
Yeah. But that was a lot of fun. We got to be back after a while you got to be back, because we got to play like right after that out on Long Island at Sundance, and it was cool.
You played the DRI show.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
How'd that go?
I thought you said he didn't know too much about us. He knows everything. That went good.
Yeah, it was
played with
good.
Friends of ours, Napalm, and who else played? Anacrucis and DRI.
And
I was kind of dead.
Well, you guys, I guess a show like that, when there's five bands, you must have gone on pretty early.
Second.
But there was a lot of people, and everybody left by the time, Anacrucis got off. It was really weird.
Yeah.
It was really a dead crowd. They didn't look like they were, even like when there was a lot of people, it didn't look like they were really into anything.
I heard it filled in for DRI, though.
Nah. Well, whatever. Maybe it did, but I heard it didn't.
Now, I had a friend of mine went to the show. He was very impressed with you guys. He said, you were like one of the, you know, excluding DRI, you were like, you should have been like second to the last band played. He said you were so good. Have you been getting like that kind of reaction from around?
Yeah.
You're more of a live band than like a record
band.
Sure.
Definitely.
And what can one expect from seeing Norman Bates in the Shower? It's just to give people a preview for this Saturday.
Pretty loud.
Decently fast.
And
tiring.
Sweaty, but fun.
Sweaty. Yeah, it's gonna be sweaty.
Okay, well, I'm going to give a listen to another tune from the album.
All right.
The album's just called Norman Bates and the Showerheads. You did this yourselves on Desperate Records. That's your own label.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's us.
That's the way to do it. Don't wait for anybody to come along and sign you up like so many bands out there do.
We waited.
And I see most of the songs are copyright 1989, but the record came out in 90?
Yeah, early 90. We had some manufacturing problems. But other than that...
I think, you know, it'd be great if all the bands got together with all their problems and, like, came out with a book. How to avoid
these problems.
I think someone did something like that, but I wanted to do something like that, too. Like, what not to do and everything.
What to avoid.
There's a lot of hell trying to get that thing out.
We're going to listen to Tarantula. Who's got the pet Tarantula?
I used to.
Yeah, died recently. My ex-girlfriend and I got it for him. As a birthday present.
It was fun.
It was cute.
Didn't do much.
Everybody was scared as hell though, so that's what the whole point
was. How did it react to when you practiced? Did you ever bring it to your practice?
No, the first one, when we gave it to you, it was in practice.
Yeah, the first, when they gave it to me, that's right, it was at the studio.
It was back at Arizona.
It was pretty cool, lasted a few years. I think it was too cold in my room though, and it died.
Left these neato skins though.
Yeah.
Okay, let's give a listen to Tarantula from Norman Bates and the Showerheads here on WUSB Stony Brook. .1 FM Turmoil with music from Norman Bates and the Showerheads, and that was Tarantula from their self-titled album on Desperate Records. Is the record still available?
Sure.
Sure is. Anywhere you want.
It's distributed by important.
Do you also do mail order, or do you like the...
Sure. Yeah. Do that too.
Why don't you give like an address out so people, if they're interested, can
P.O. Box...
402...
Glen Oaks, New York.
11004.
Yeah,
11004. Jeez, man.
Sorry, man.
And what should they send, a self-addressed stamped envelope, or how much in cash?
Write us a letter. I don't know how much. Write us a letter. And, you know, we'll keep in touch. Anything. We have a lot, you know, we have shirts and hats and everything.
And the lineup that's on this band is still the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bison's not here. He's sleeping.
He's got to work.
He's got to work tomorrow, so do I.
Now, this album, you know, came out earlier this year. Have you guys been working on new stuff to come out?
Yeah, we recorded... I wish we had it for you.
Yeah, no, that's what I said.
We recorded a demo of new stuff that we're trying to shop around, see if we can get some interest going in of new stuff, and we're probably going to put that out before whatever. Like, we're just going to let it sit around for a little bit of new stuff. We always have new stuff coming past that and everything, so... There'll be something else.
So, you're gonna shop this like demo around a little bit, and if you don't get much of a response, put it out yourselves, or are you gonna maybe release a couple of songs as an EP and then hope a record comes out of it?
Something like that. We'll see what happens. Really,
that's a good idea.
We just gotta see what happens.
Yeah, you gotta take it as it comes.
Now, you mentioned before about the tour, you going down south and everything like that. Since you are out of New York, you have sort of what's the reputation of New York bands these days? A couple of years ago, it used to be if you were a New York band, they didn't want you at all in their town.
Not really.
Has it changed a lot?
Not really. There were some people. We played in Maryland over the weekend at a place called Wilmer's Farm.
Wilmer's Farm.
Very, very Maryland. Bottom of Maryland. And it was like in the total backwoods. I mean, like far dirt roads and everything. And so it was a lot of people there were really cool. Most of them were. There was a few people that kind of, I don't know, gave me the impression that they really weren't very welcome of us there. Yeah, but generally, when we went down south, it was fine. Everybody was, like, more than friendly.
They called us Al Bundy types. Which I kind of like myself. Yo, Al Bundy types coming down here from New York to play. Oh, I was like, dope. What'd you say? Al Bundy types? I like that. It was cool, though.
But generally, it's okay. I think it's still, you know, okay. I don't think anyone's got to worry or anything.
Now, the bands that you started playing with like 3.5 years ago, how many of those are still around today, and which ones do you consider still on the fringe
of
that?
Violence. I don't know. A lot of the bands that we like are still around, but that we've played with. Rest in Pieces, we played with once. Well, they're not here anymore.
You're also on a compilation album,
really.
Right?
I mean...
I think you're on a compilation album, Where the Wild Things Are, New York City Hardcore Compilation.
Some of those bands are still around, yeah. We played with Sheer Terror. They're still around.
Right.
World Deal, we played with, they're still around, sort of.
Killing Time.
I think so. Yeah, they're still around. And, some of the bands on that are still around. Some of the bands on the Scum Rock thing are pretty old, or come out of bands that are pretty old that we used to play with. Not pretty old, geez, it makes it sound ancient. You know what I mean? Like, we used to play in bands with people we used to play with. So, we know enough people, but...
Do you still like that designation? As like, if you can describe it as a Scum Rock band?
No, we never got designated that,
no.
Really. No.
Really,
I don't know.
Anything.
There was a couple bands that kind of...
Because I know there's like a few videos out or something like this. One of the shows at CB's was Scum Rock Night or something. They put a video out, and I think you were on it.
That was the first one, I think.
Yeah, that was the very first one. I don't know, the first one.
So you've avoided the label then, which is a pretty good thing to do. Avoid being labeled as a certain type of band.
We really don't get labeled too much, you know. We have a lot of different people that like us and stuff like that, and that's what I think the best bands are, that a lot of different people are.
And you've also returned to like the sort of like the 70s rock sound. I mean, it's like you've avoided like sort of politics, and you've gone back to the crunching guitars.
What's so great about the Ramones, man? I mean, everybody thinks they're cornball and everything like that, but you know, you just, if you like them, you like them, and it's not, you know, It's just good, fun, whatever.
Mm. And they're going to be playing, once again, Norman Bates and the Showerheads here in the studios. They're going to be playing a benefit for WUSB this Saturday night, along with Yuppie Side and Big Nurse out of New Jersey. Guy's been playing a lot of benefits, I hear.
Yeah.
Do you believe this guy? Who's giving you these rumors? I don't know anything about the band.
We've played a lot over the years. I guess we have played a lot.
Yeah. We
played an Artists Against AIDS benefit.
Food for the Homeless, Bombs Not... What was he?
Bombs
Not... No.
So you have a social conscience, even though it doesn't come through in your lyrics or anything like that.
Yeah, we do it right, basically, I guess. You know, it's cool.
Now, is part of it to help these causes out, or just get a chance to get out and play in front of people?
Yeah, definitely.
Both. Artists Against AIDS, definitely. I mean, because, like, I went to Parsons. I went to art school, you know.
Food for the homeless. Cool. Too many of our people starving. Why should we worry about other countries?
Yeah.
Now Rob starts talking politics. Great. That's all we needed. Anyway.
It's true.
Hope everyone comes down and has a good time, because I think it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay, it shows that Saturday night, 8 p.m., tickets are $5 with Stony Brook ID, $6 without, and $8 night of the show. Tickets are limited. There's only a limited number, so go down to the Stony Brook Union box office, pick them up as soon as you can. We're going to end up with a song you picked out called Desperate. I just wanted to ask you, though, because I just saw a Marlboro Man here, and I remembered listening to it earlier, and you guys were talking about traveling down south in a van with the cigarettes going. Did that come out of that? Well, no, actually, that's after the tour. I thought you guys would have given up cigarettes by then.
Yeah. I go back. We've been smoking a long time.
All three of us smoke.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we haven't, like, been climbing the walls right now throughout this whole thing.
I was thinking about it.
Okay, so we're going to end up with Desperate. Anybody want to explain what this is about?
It's just the fact that no matter what you are, one day you're going to die, so it doesn't matter. Really, that's all.
Okay, thanks for coming down.
It's also on the compilation.
Okay, Jim, Jay, and Rob from Norman Bates and the Showerheads, and this is Desperate from their album. Check them out Saturday night here at the Stony Brook Union Bi-Level. Norman Bates and the Showerheads. Comes a ribbon.
Thank you. capital invested in them.
Alive.